broadcasting from the home of the Dodgers.
At the proud Dodger flagship station, we can't
wait. Got a home run.
This is the Petros and Money Show. With Petros Papadakis.
I brought my goggles.
And Matt Money Smith.
The voice of your
Chargers.
Listen on your mobile device using our free iHeartRadio app.
Yep.
Don't fool yourself into thinking you're more than you are with your arms outstretched to me.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. We do not have any Dodgers today. A rainout up in San Francisco at Pac Bell Park. AT&T Park. AT&T,
brother.
Yeah, monopolies. Break them up. They will play a doubleheader later this month. They will not do it tomorrow. As scheduled, though, Dodgers expected to play tomorrow. But today, in place of a Dodger contest, you will get Tim Cates doing rainout Dodger talk from 7 to 8 p.m.
RODTWTC. Rainout Dodger talk with Tim Cates tonight. 866-987-2570. He's going to go down on the farm. How are you going to keep him down on the farm after they've seen Carl Hunkus? Tim Cates will be all over it tonight, but there is no Dodger game. The doubleheader's moving too, but we'll have Dodgers tomorrow.
We will.
Presumably.
Sunday, Rich Hill on the mound.
Versus the Giants. And Matt, we have a fine show today. This hour, my dad will be along to discuss a couple things. He's concerned. Deeply concerned about the Dodgers and Herm Edwards, who he coached. I didn't know that. My dad coached Herm Edwards at Cal. Yeah, Herm was there at Cal as a player when my dad was a coach.
I'll be damned.
Joel Klatt is going to join us as well.
Seems like a very likable guy.
Herm?
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Fabulous man. Can't be cutting college kids, though. We're threatening it. Joel Klatt will join us in our final hour. And in between then, we're going to talk golf with the old Deucer.
I love the Deucer.
One of our number one golf guys as the number one golf week on earth. Is upon us, Matt, and you've been doing a great job being engaged with the show.
I have not. I've been watching the Masters that is on the TV in the background. And
I don't think you've been doing that.
I did make a concession, by the way. Yesterday, I had the Masters mosaic up on the TV with the four box.
That was a lot.
It was really distracting, but we had a short show yesterday.
We did.
We were off early, I figured, okay, I can distract myself with a four box.
You were able to do that and get all the NFL free agent information in and discuss the Lakers and what was going on with them. I mean, you really had a day.
Yeah, but today I figured, let's limit the distractions.
We just have the one shot.
Single feed. There's our guy, Charlie Hoffman.
God, he looks like a trash man.
Yes, he is sponsored by Waste Management.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
why he looks like a trash man.
Exactly what's happening with the Hoff.
You know, we're hitting the road, Matt, and we're going to manage our waste. By getting out.
They put a boot on my car, man.
Well, I got a ticket a couple years ago. But let's get to that Days of Thunder because it's happening. The Long Beach Grand Prix weekend, and we are going to celebrate it Wednesday, April 11th. Matt Smith.
Roar at the Shore.
Who owns a sports car.
I will drive it to Roar at the Shore.
Me, who got a ticket at this event 2 years ago.
That is an accurate statement. It was not your fault, though.
This is two tickets I've gotten at the Roar at the Shore. Second time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got ticketed before. And remember, I got ticketed on the sidewalk with the bill.
And this is where I'd like you to learn from your mistakes. You befriend the promotions crew, and you entrust the promotions crew. I don't talk to them ever, and I would never trust them to feed the meter. I have zero tickets. You, Mr. Nice Guy.
Two.
See what that gets you?
Two tickets.
See what being friendly to the underlings gets you?
And they hotboxed my Malibu.
That's right.
Keep listening to win a pair of Penrose Sweet Basses.
Smoking a bunch of weed and farting up your
car,
man.
Taco Surf. Join Bubba at the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. Bubba Burgers, the official burger and proud partner of IMSA. WeatherTech.
Hey, man, flip us your keys, P. We're going up to the Chronic Taco. Sure, guys. Just do me a favor. When you come back, make sure you feed the meter, huh? I'm going to be here for another 3 hours. All right, man, we'll do it.
You know the last time it happened to me? When I turned my Chevy back and I was like, hey, would you change the oil? I think it needs a little oil change before you give it back to Chevy. 3 weeks later, what's the deal returning your car back in with no oil? It's like, what?
Hey, man, we told them to take it out. We just didn't know we had to put more back in.
That's what happens when you let the promotions guy hotbox your Malibu.
Did you say Chronic Tacos? Why would they drive all the way back up to Burbank to the only
There's a Chronic Tacos in Belmont Shore.
Right on PCH and 2nd, Cates. Been there for a decade.
It's a new one in Burbank. Just opened.
Brand new.
We want to see you there. It's really a great event, actually. Yes. We love going there. It's a big room. It's a great sports bar. Not a good one. A great sports bar. Legends, the original one in the country. Please come. And if you're in the Inland Empire, you're like, man, I can't get out to the shore to roar. That's okay. You can hear the roar of the grill. Ronnie, would you switch it up? Because next Friday, April 13th.
We're cooking.
Join us. PMS. Ronnie is going to be jealous because he's not going to get a taste of that food.
Pitmasters, grill masters, a host of different manufacturers bring out their best, and they feed you sample sizes of their award-winning tri-tips, their chilies, their chickens, their wings, and we do it this time, not in a tiny lot with just three parking spaces that were occupied by Tim Cates, Petros Papadakis, and Matt Smith, but instead ample parking.
Look at his car. It changes color in the sun.
For all of you. And it's going to be Upland. We don't make our way out to that part of town too often, so please come to the PMS Ultimate Upland Super Grill-Off at Barbecues Galore. They say we're going to be chilling, and they'll be grilling with grill masters from all the top brands. Again, it's a week from today, 2 to 6 p.m., Barbecues Galore of Upland. That is at 1380 West 7th Street, and they're going to do serious discounts. We'll get to the details next week, and some serious grilling, and it'll give you an opportunity to put your eyeballs in your hands on that big green egg, the finest barbecue tool in all the land.
All right, we got more great sports talk right now with the number of the
great
day.
Sport.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Your number of the day, P, is 7. Come on, load already. 7 is the
7's number. 7's God's number, as you know. And, you know, for me, Matt, today, speaking of God, is Good Friday, as Judas Iscariot, He sold out Jesus. He betrayed the Son of Man for 30 pieces of silver.
A lot of money. Adjusted for inflation, that is a good number. I mean, that'll take care of your kids' kids.
But to become the world worst person for Western society, to become the betrayer of the Son of Man, literally the character in the devil's mouth in Dante's Inferno
is
being chewed slowly in the seventh circle of hell,
is
back lacerated by the sharp teeth of Lucifer,
right?
Judas Iscariot, the betrayer.
What do those pockets look like? They're bulging with coins.
Just to clarify.
He could be over at the arcade at LACC just working
it out. Stacks of quarters. You're not getting on Gauntlet anytime soon. I got stacks of quarters to play this thing.
What?
Just to clarify, this is not a replay of last Friday's show, which was actually Good Friday. This is
you see how the Christians
Friday.
Work? You see how the evangelicals work their piece?
The 6th of April.
You know what?
Time check.
You just bought it. You just bought some Orthodox rhetoric. Get me the Orthodox music. You just bought it on Good Friday. I want to hear the Greek music, and we're going to talk about the stone.
We're not going to do the number of the day.
And the rolling,
about the rolling of
the
stone.
The rolling away of the stone.
The balling up of the bandage and throwing it into the corner.
That's right.
The sprinting ability of John versus Peter.
The cleaning of the carcass.
Mm.
The doubting of Thomas. Yeah. The
Why
hands,
are you looking at me when you say that?
The hands and the wounds. Cates.
The bludgeoning of the face.
I don't know how you can think.
Do you know what it means to be bludgeoned?
I guess not.
Beyond recognition. That's what it means. He was bludgeoned.
You said Rolling Stones, right?
No! You know what? This isn't funny. If you
murder!
If you don't play...
Well, it was murder.
It's just a shadow work.
Listen to me. If you're going to start getting wind in your jaws about American Easter, you got to rough up Jesus a whole week before you kill him. And you guys think you could just have Passover and all of a sudden Jesus is hanging on the cross?
Bang.
What about the cat of nine tails? What about Isaac? What about give us Barabbas? What about the Garden of Gethsemane? What about Peter's sword and the cutting off of the soldier's ear? What about all those things? What about the denial three times before the cock crowed? What about it, Cates? You got nothing.
Listen, we live in a quick twitch and a quick cut society. We don't have time to be dragging this out for a week.
It's Good Friday,
damn it. I
gotta
squeeze it into an hour 50 or nobody will consume it.
But I'm glad Matt has softened, blunted his criticism of, nobody cares, it's over.
Nobody cares.
From Monday. The F.U. case.
Well, your old man's coming on in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, so. He's going to be pissed.
Exactly.
You know what he said to me on my way up? Have you gone to church this week?
Have you?
No. I was like, Dad, it takes me 2 hours to get... The number of the day. I'm sorry. It's time for the number.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day.
I said 7. It's actually 3.
You know, 7's God's number,
the
and we got that
number.
Good Friday today.
3. 3 years, P, of punter revenge. That's what the Raiders are going to get, and that's what they're going to have to deal with that three-year deal to Marquette King by the Denver Broncos in division 2 times.
Cates
punter
was had
revenge.
Raiders voice, Cates. was Don't Let the Door Hit You in the Ass on the Way Out of Stinking Oakland.
Talk about a fan, bunch of fan-ass. John Gruden, unwilling to accept the free-spirited Marquette King as his punter. He signed with the Broncos.
I'll tell you what, I don't like what this guy represents.
Here's Marquette King's quote. And this is going to have Tim Cates singing a different tune when he hears how sweet this quote is. Cool thing about the Broncos is the people that work at the Broncos encourage you to be yourself. Players play a lot better when they can let their hair down and be themselves. It's cool. They encourage it. Now, Marquette King, that quote notwithstanding, is a damn good punter.
He can punt.
Yeah, since he took over for the Raiders.
He's no Reggie Roby if we're talking about African-American punters.
He is second.
He couldn't go out there with that gold watch looking sweet.
Roby was pretty good. Roby was certainly celebrated, but Roby was pretty good.
Are you saying Marquette King's better than Reggie Roby?
Marquette King can really punt.
Matt, you're tripping.
He is.
You're wrong because he doesn't wear a gold watch out there.
No, he doesn't.
No.
I don't think that's permitted any longer. I think they've changed the rules. You also can't smoke on the sideline anymore like you could when Roby was there. He had them sweet-ass Newports in his mouth.
Well, him and Jim Jensen. Remember that white dude that played flanker for the Duper, Jensen, and Clayton?
Yep.
Oh, and then Reggie Roby would come when it was third and one and they couldn't get a yard.
Kick that ball to heaven. He is
really get that leg up.
Second in punts inside the 20 since he took over the job in 2013. First in the league, even better than Hecker, for punts inside the 10. King said Thursday he never had a chance to even speak with Gruden before or since his release by the Raiders, adding,
I don't even need to talk to him.
I don't need to talk to you, jerky. I never got a chance to talk to him. I just saw him on like some car commercials and junk.
Get into the Subaru.
And then here's where the revenge comes in. Now I'll get to see him 2 times a year.
Oh, having the time of his life with Coach Vance.
Yeah, guess what?
Oh, Cates doesn't
punter
like
revenge.
It. Punter
revenge. Punter revenge.
He has to go to Denver so he can get a little extra yardage there with the high altitude.
Yeah.
And by the way, the only reason he was number one inside the 10 is because cut Tywon Jones and that gunners for the Raiders.
That's Raiders had the best gunners.
Oh, really? Right. Talk about some spin.
Yeah.
That's some shilling spin right there is what that is.
He'd kick at the 20 and roll 20 yards out of the one.
Already number two and gross. You don't need any thin air to help him out.
Yeah,
you
how you
screwed,
like that punter
man.
Stack coming from Matt
Who
Smith
you gonna
of the
sign?
NFL
now,
Network?
No bets on the market, Raiders.
NFL Network, NFL.com, punter stack coming right in your neck, Cates.
There'll be plenty of punters coming.
Oh, really?
Camp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of punters out there. Huh?
And when you got Derek Carr in this offense, you're not going to be punting much.
Yeah!
It's going to be like his 1998. Is Roby there? You guys are going to be getting Roby's gold watch out there.
Roby's passed away.
Is Roby there?
He is. He's gone.
That's not good. All right. Dig back into my bag of tricks here. And
I'll
find
call Sean Landetta.
Get Landetta. Hey, is Leckler still in the league?
Get Shane
Let's
on
get
the
Shane
horn.
Let's get Shane back, man.
What about that big Aussie from the Chargers?
Oh, Darren Bennett?
Let's
is
call
he still
Bennett.
Available? What
get
about McAfee? Let's get him on the phone. McAfee, bring the boomstick to Oakland, man.
Where's the guy with half a foot from Green Bay?
Punter revenge, Cates. It's coming twice a year.
That guy's going to kick you so square in the balls.
Yeah.
He's going to kick that mangled...
Hey, he can get it inside the 10, Cates. You know what he's going to do? He's going to punt it right at Gruden's head.
Yeah.
Right at his head.
He's going to kick Gruden's sack up into his throat.
Bang.
Pop.
You want to do the word now or you want to do
it? No, do it, man. Do it,
the
man.
Word of the day.
Today's word is hand. Hey, Mr. Hand. UCLA sophomore-to-be Jalen Phillips, also a Twitter gangster. Great player. Too much Twitter. Jalen Phillips will have a second surgery on his hand, and is projected to be out for a few months, according to his Instagram. What happened? Scooter? Was it the one that you have the app for?
Or hey, look, that guy's stealing that scooter right there.
Or was it a Vespa? He fell off a scooter, right? Or something like that, or a bicyclette?
It was a Honda Elite.
Was he washing his car, Jeff Kemp style?
He was doing wheelies on his spree.
This guy was by far the best defender UCLA had last year, coming off the edge as a true freshman. Could not save Jim Mora's job. He was hurt a lot. Phillips, the outside linebacker, DN, suffered the injury to his hand and wrist in a scooter accident in January. Was it one of those app scooters, the bird? We don't know.
That guy's stealing that scooter.
He had surgery. He's been in a cast since. Chip Kelly can't be happy. UCLA coaches hope that he'd be ready for spring ball. Nope. Needs another surgery. He missed games during his freshman year with an ankle injury. The Bro Report, Bruin Report Online, says it's uncertain if he'll recover in time for the start of the season.
Oh, no.
However, he did tweet out this morning. Too much Twitter for old Phillips, but tweeted out this morning. Minor setback for a major comeback.
That's good outlook on life right here.
It's kind of got to be a major setback to have a major comeback, because if it's a minor setback, then it would just be a comeback.
Minor setback, major comeback.
Then he tweeted out, oh, and I'll be ready for the season. Don't worry. With a winking face like, I'm going to need a little more than that, Mr. Hand. Stay off them scooters. And I will say this, not to act like I'm going to be all serious about it, but I am.
Can we get serious for a minute, please?
Think about yourself when you were 20 and all the stuff you wanted to do with your body and could do, and then think that you're a lot better at that because you're a really good football player and you have all these skills and you're big and strong. You know, you feel like you want to get out there and show out like all the other white dudes, you know, on the scooter.
Oh, you want to surf on that van.
But you can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it,
Sally. Got a responsibility.
You sure do.
To 84 other men.
That and an angry New Hampshire man who needs you out there on that edge for Don Pelham's defense.
Darn right.
Yes.
Do you think they'll cut him if he can't practice during
that's
the
a
spring?
Good
Herm would.
That's a good question, because he can't get no tape in a trainer room.
He's wearing the yellow jersey for the entire
cannot
spring.
Cannot get no tape when you're in a trainer's room.
Don't make the team in
Let
the tub.
Let me ask you a question. How many guys do you think actually play? 45. Maybe even 40. What does that leave? 40 young men that have got to prove themselves worthy of being on this football team.
Yeah, but you know they're only there like 4 or 5 years. You got to develop them through.
We're talking about 40 places that I have available to me to try to fill those other 45 spots. Now, if you're in the training room, I can't get you any tape. How can I get you tape?
Well, yes.
If you're in the training room.
The coach. You can't, if a guy's hurt and you say, I'm not going to play you unless you play, and he goes out there with like a leg hanging off, it's 2018,
why,
coach.
Why should this operate any different than any business on earth?
Because it's a college.
It is a business.
No.
It's you understand?
College-bound student athletes,
if
amateur athletics.
If you do not perform, you are going to get cut.
Cut you, Namath.
What's that? What? Oh, no, I'm not going to take his scholarship.
Oh, good. Well, thank goodness. Herm Edwards will be discussed with my dad, who coached him at Cal, and Joel Klatt from Fox, the luminary of college football.
Joining
Joel Klatt.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
In the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, and we have a top story of the day. I got to, you know, upset about something, Matt. And maybe I'm wrong, because I know you deal with this stuff, too. And we're going to talk about it in the next segment. But first.
This is the song of the day.
Where Is My Mind is our song of the day from the Pixies' 1987 record Surfer Rosa, a birthday tribute on this Frogman Friday to Charles Thompson IV, also known by the names Frank Black and Black Francis. The singer, songwriter, and musician is the founding member of the Pixies. His dynamic vocal stylings go from yelps and howls to melodic whispers in a raw two-track recording style that made the Pixies one of the most influential bands to come out of the 90s. And they'll be playing the Forum on August the 3rd, sans the great bassist Kim Deal. Happy birthday, Black Francis.
Good stuff.
Man, I'm almost as excited about that Pixie show as I am about the Paterno thing coming up on HBO. You heard me doing those commercials?
I have.
Man, I'm
excited.
I am just can't wait.
When is that show, Ronnie?
August the 3rd at the Fabulous Forum.
All right.
Weezer's opening, by the way.
They have a new bassist.
Hell of a double bill.
They have a new female bassist who seems to get along better.
Lim Leal?
No,
Paz LaChantine.
It's Paz, yeah.
Oh, Paz.
Old Paz.
From
Perfect Circle.
There you go.
The Surfer.
She's hell of a bassist.
She's a surfer. And when the band called her that day, she went down to surf and she saw a dude with a Pixie surfboard and she says, it's fate, man.
You know who else is a hell of a Paz? Paz, I believe her last name is De La Huerta.
Oh, the naked one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boardwalk Empire.
All right. Yeah, we both know.
She likes to get naked.
That's a merkin.
You know what she likes? She likes to have, you know, human relations like most people.
Let's get the keyword. Put a grand in your hand.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the keyword money to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's money to 200-200.
Need dental implants? Call Cutting Dental for a free exam. 888-640-SMILE.
Make sure you answer the phone after you text money to 200-200. It'll come at some time. That call, if you win the grand, will come between now and the top of the hour. It'll be from a number you don't recognize. Could be blocked, could be unknown, could be random. Make sure you answer the phone, though. That's the only way to win the $1,000. Put a grand in your hand. We'll do it again next hour at 420. Top story of the day when we return. It's Petros and Money on AM 570. Big thank you to Kevin Millar of the MLB Network. He joined us last hour. He has a brand stinking new show on MLB Network. Cody Bellinger going to be on tomorrow for the debut episode, Play Ball. It'll debut at 7 and 9 a.m. Pacific for all of you that remember This Week in Baseball on Saturday mornings with Mel Allen. And it's This Week in Baseball. Kevin Millar is going to take over the Saturday morning baseball show, and Cody Bellinger is going to be on it. Yeah, Cody Bellinger will not be on your radio this evening because the Dodgers contest against the Giants has been rained out. So they will make it up at the end of the month. Dave is going to dinner with Oral and Joe Davis.
Yeah, Dave didn't want to do the show.
He is not going to be on the show today. We bothered
him. He's still
him
in
his
Sausalito
trip, so he is not going to join us today. Instead, your father will join us in the next segment, the Deucer. On the second round of the Masters that made a mess of a bunch of dudes, we'll check in from Augusta at 4:30 and then Joe Klatt in the 5 o'clock hour.
And I got a lot of UFC texts of people saying, you guys are stupid, man. That thing is real.
It's not real.
Real as the day is long.
Come on, man.
Do we need to call Rogan and Rodney for real or fake?
No.
Your favorite segment in all of radio?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
They might be able to tell us what's real.
You know what? We'll let them do that at 12:30 on Monday. They can come back with real or fake 12:30 p.m.
Real.
On Monday.
It's time for the top story of the day. I guess.
Top story of the day.
Now, Matt, this week, we all deal with these things in our own way. And I am in no way complaining about the secret textoso line, which is brought to you.
The secret textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
By Chevrolet. I have made my own proverbial California king when it comes to the secret textoso line. So when you call me an orca carcass at 5 in the morning when I wake up on Monday, I've done that to myself. And if I want to blame somebody, I have nowhere to go but the mirror. But I do want to talk about some calls.
That door's wide open.
That door's wide open on the textoso, there's no doubt. But I did, I want to talk about two solicitor calls, Matt. And I think you and I have a very similar. Do we have any phone music?
It's unruly.
It's worse than ever, Matt. Unruly! I've gotten two solicitor calls in the last 2 days pushed into my home. Those calls, one was a resort call.
Yes. Would you be interested in this free vacation?
Because I stayed at a hotel once in my life, or a lot of times in my life.
And I love the pause. Hi. This is Jenny from Marriott Resorts. Who am I speaking to? Petros. Well, hello, you.
Hello, Petros. And, you know, I was just, and I don't know if you guys do this or if people don't do this or if I'm wrong, but I just hang up. I mean, the second she says, like, I'm from resort, we're done. I answered the phone because I thought it was somebody that I know, and I saw the number, like Jenny. And I said, oh, my God, maybe it's Matt, maybe something at the station, maybe I better pick it up. And it almost never is.
It was a live voice? It was not a recording?
It's a live voice, and I just hang up. Or if it's a recording, I hang up. The point is, I hang up.
Immediately.
I don't say, take me off your list. My wife used to tell me to tell him to take
my wife.
Take him off the list, but there's no list.
They're just going to share your number with 10 other lists.
Yeah, they say, if you say take you off the list, they have to take you off the list. That is the biggest BS I've ever heard in my life.
They're supposed to, but they won't.
Yeah, that's like telling a vampire, you can't come in. Yeah, they come in and bite your head off anyway. I mean, they're not going to take you off the list. And that's just a way to keep you on the phone, to say take me off the list. And for them to get more your number and
now,
give them out to more people.
I'm glad you brought it up because we had this discussion a little bit earlier. I don't know, maybe it was last week or something. But I did get a solicitor call almost exactly as you just described. Yesterday morning, came from Newport. I was scheduling something for my daughter. I thought it was the
you pick it up.
So I pick it up, and it's a guy saying, hey, are you like other Californians and paying too much for your power? And I was like, huh?
Is it Sunlux?
And are you like other Californians and paying? Huh? And then he said, are you the homeowner? The what? He just hung up.
So you reversed it.
I reverse it, man. I play the game until they hang up on me.
Well, you know, the other day, I mean, it just happened. The kids were hanging on me. You know, I was trying to walk out.
You throw expletives at them?
No, I just hang up.
Just bang.
I mean, I just boom.
Just bang.
Boom. Pat.
Bang.
I mean, you don't even know.
And like, they don't try to call you right
back. I might have just been blown up by a bomb. They don't know. Like, what happened to that guy? The line just went dead.
Hey, I thought you said you had a good lead.
That's how abrupt it is, that Shelley the Machine Levine is not going to get one sentence out of me.
I believe he was hit by a car.
But here's what really pissed me off. My wife, on the other hand, gets a call. Now, she thinks she's all cool, because my wife, like I did, graduated from USC.
Right on.
And she graduated from not the school that I graduated from, but she graduated from the Annenberg School of Communication.
My wife.
At USC at 99. And she spent many years paying off her student loans. And they called her the other night, last night. And
who called her?
Annenberg.
Oh.
And she thought, because she don't know.
My wife.
She don't have a text also. She thought, like, oh, you know, they want my opinion. You know, I'm a graduate. You know, they want to know what I think about politics or Me Too or, you know, the Governor Brown.
My wife.
You know, she was like, you know.
Maybe there's a banquet I'm being invited to.
Yeah, she was like, wow, you know, finally somebody at USC recognizes me, you know, even though I'm married to this person that everybody hates, you know.
My wife.
I can't, like, I could tell. Like,
she was excited.
She was like, oh, yes, I went to Annenberg and this and that. And all they wanted was money.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted money, and I started screaming in the background, like, no! No! Get off the phone! You'll get nothing! You know, and my wife's like trying to politely get off the phone.
My wife!
And I'm screaming in the background, there's no polite way! Show him my foot! I've had 9 surgeries! I can't even walk! I speak at Annenberg twice a year! And my wife's going, oh, that's just my husband. He's been drinking.
My wife.
And I had. And, you know, he's bitter towards a college, and I'm screaming like, they're not going to get a dime! I'm the one that makes the money around here! Nobody's going to get anything!
That always goes over well.
Oh, I was freaking out. You're getting nothing! Just like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory meme you sent the other day.
Oh, yeah, you
good
get
day, sir!
You get nothing,
you
sir!
You lose! I'm screaming in the background. So, I just want to say,
hang up on him? Your message is hang up on
him. She was on the phone for 15 minutes.
Come on.
And these bastards.
15 minutes?
And here's the thing about USC. It's a student. The poor girl is calling my wife. It's a student trying to milk my wife for money. And you know what she tried to get to do? Well, you know, you don't have to commit now. We're just going to send a pledge card that you're committed to. So they send a pledge card for $250, and then they send you to collections when you don't. It's like, thanks a lot, my alma mater. Fight on. F you guys. Honestly, they throw up billions. Their endowment is in the billions.
Struggling. You see all the construction on campus. If they're going to finish that Al Collins dorm,
it's finished.
They're going to have to get some more donations.
All I'm saying is USC's endowment is well into the billions. The university has endless thousands of established real millionaires and hundreds of real billionaires to solicit. And you know how they solicit the money from those people? They take them on a plane to Augusta, and they watch this event. They watch Spieth it up, and they say, how about a couple million? But for small potatoes, people like my wife and I, they call
cold
us
call
and say, give us $250. We're going to send you a card, and if you don't sign it, we're going to put you into collections. Thanks for paying off your tens of thousands of dollars of student loans.
What? Who is this again?
All I'm saying is, why do they have to call people? And why did my wife have to stay on the phone for 10 to 15 minutes? I mean,
do I keep getting calls for this, Dana?
Why are you doing that? I mean, it's like and my point, I guess the approval I'm asking from
hang
you,
up.
Matt, I was screaming. You should have heard it. I had been drinking. And I was like, hey, don't get anything from us. You're not going to get anything. You can't get a dime. Nobody treated you well in school.
I don't know when this happened. I think what you're asking me is, why is this happening?
Well, I'm asking, first thing I want to ask you, because I know you get the same calls from the dime.
Yeah.
And they kicked you off campus, Matt.
310-456, they did kick me off
campus, You had to finish college in the gutter.
I did.
Because they kicked you out.
It was a rat-infested house on PCH in Carbon Canyon.
The gutter.
Literally rat-infested.
I had to finish college at Harbor Community College. You think that's a good feeling? Home of the Seahawks. where the teacher was like, shut up, to the students in class. I was like, I used to be in a real college. So,
oh, I'm here.
Will you guys shut up and value your education?
I was la, 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 la.
All I'm saying is, why should I have to treat the university that blows me up or my wife for money any differently than the aluminum siding a-hole that calls my house? Because they're just as egregiously bad.
Listen, I know you want to do things your way. I know you are set in your ways. But please, next time when they call, you just say, I won $250? You're sending me to a...
Then they're still send me to collections.
I am asking you, I would love $250. That is fantastic
news.
So
we can count on a pledge of $250 from you, sir?
I would love $250.
Is this current address correct where we send your alumni letter?
Well, are you going to send me a check or cash, or do I have to come pick it up?
No, it's a pledge card that you pledge $250 to us.
I would love $250 from you. That would be fantastic. I could use that. I could really use
it's
that right now.
Just hang right up on them, right? Like, yeah. Just hang right up. Unless what they're asking.
Unless you got nothing to do. Then you can have some fun.
But my point is, because it's your school, and because you were once a student, are you obligated to talk to said student?
I made the mistake
of
talking
plight?
To them once. I made the mistake of engaging them in conversation once because I got excited, because my school has never asked anything of me. I am not on their proud wall of distinguished alumni.
Neither am I.
Like my old roommate Seth is in his fancy doctor's coat, who is now the lead physician
He's
over
a great
at USC.
Doctor,
He's a great doctor, and he earned that for certain. But maybe I mean, the guy, what's his name up there? Adam Housley, who occasionally shows up on a on-the-spot report for Fox News. It's like, hey, man, that guy's not on every day. That guy's on like every 4 or 5
Pepperdine
days.
Likes you. You just haven't cultivated the relationship.
Well,
USC...
that's why when they called me, I was like, ooh, maybe this is,
oh, no,
maybe
just
I'm
want
in
money,
now.
Yeah.
And then they were like, so, there are different levels. You can be an ankle slapper for $250. You can be a slow roller.
Yeah, like, you're nobody. You give them $200, it's like, thanks, idiot.
Would
it's
you like
well,
to
why
did
I give you $250 in the first place? It's not going to do anything.
Would you like to be in the big swell club? That's only going to be $2,500.
Like, when USC's a little woozy, like, if USC has, like, a little too much Bacardi Breezer at one of the golf tournaments this weekend, USC vomits just clumps of $1,000 bills. Just, blah! I mean, that's how much money they're worth. Yet, there's a student on the phone with my wife going,
my
like,
wife!
Oh, just $250. Oh, just to wet our beak. It's like, what are you, Don Finucci?
Get
the hell
like
out of
it.
Here. You get nothing. I've had 9 surgeries. I'm the captain of the worst football team in USC history. They fired me from my PA job via text. You get nothing. You lose.
You lose, sir. Good day, sir.
No. $250 for Annenberg School of Communications.
I would love $250. You're going to send that to me, or do I have to come pick it up?
And you know what else I said? I made a real a-hole move. I said, I speak at the Annenberg School at Bob Shear's class. Do you know who speaks the week after me? This is all off phone, you know, screaming across the room. You know who speaks the week after me? Oliver Stone. That's right. That's right. I'm a big deal.
You know who gets $250? UCLA from Tim Cates.
Oh, yeah, he
you
flips
know
it to him.
You know Cates.
Maybe this year,
you know
if I give my $250, they'll send me a new Under Armour polo.
Oh,
you think
yeah.
they'll send one to me this year, Les?
Cates has sent him $250. Yeah, he flipped us off.
I'm just saying, like, you're never going to get anything from me. Like, we put the lacrosse coach on. That was the last favor we did for Pat Hayden. And we'll put Lindsay Mundy back on. She was fabulous and a great lacrosse coach.
Might win it all this year.
But I'll do you guys a favor, but don't ask me for no $250. You're not getting it. I'd rather spend that money on cigarettes and throw it into the ocean.
You know, your father's coming on next. He likes his alma mater, unlike you.
Do you think I just burned a bridge just
Perhaps.
Now? I'm just saying, don't call my house. Telephone ting is right, Ronnie. Mash up me life, telephone ting. Call my house. Call my wife. She don't know I can't even walk
doo
straight.
Doo-wop. Doo-be-doo-wop.
Man, I can't wait for that story, huh, Matt?
Feel good hit of the summer.
Paterno.
Petros and money. No Dodgers tonight. They're rained out in San Francisco. They will play a doubleheader, not tomorrow, but at the end of the month, Saturday, April 28th. Tomorrow it'll be Rich Hill on the mound as the Dodgers try to find their winning way at 2-5. And Tim Cates going to take your calls of anger and frustration from 7 to 8 p.m. on rainout Dodger
or the hopefuls
tonight. Yeah, hey, man, no big deal. I mean, that's what Kevin Millar said. He's like, dude,
all
they're 2-5. Big deal.
Joining us right now, former restaurateur, former linebacker, current crooner, and local back rehabber, it is my dad, John Papadakis. The back he rehabs is his own. On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Hi, Dad.
Hey, you were playing Sunday in New York. You know who wrote Sunday in New York?
Cole Porter.
Neil Hefty.
Okay.
Hefty. Richie Cole's got a real, he kills that one.
It's a nice song played by a fine alto jazz sax player.
It's no Bathtub Gin, I'll tell you that.
That's a good song,
hey,
by you, Dad.
I got a new one. Anyway, check it out. I love to see you advertising for the Paterno movie, so I have a question.
It's a feel-good hit of the summer.
Who was the first Trojan tailback to score a touchdown in the new century?
Petros Papadakis?
That's right. And who was it against?
The Penn State Nittany Lions?
That's right. And, you know, so you're the right guy to advertise that.
Darn right.
It's, I got a lot of stuff for you.
Great movie. Got
no wonder he's so excited about it.
Yeah, love it. Hey, by the way, did you guys catch a kickoff classic of the year 2000? All right, Dad, now listen. We've got a lot to get.
The Meadowlands, man.
Yeah, it was. The old Jimmy Hoffa Meadowlands. My dad is joining us right now. We have a lot to deal with. He is up on the hill as we speak.
You go back up on the hill.
Now, Dad.
I'm likely to stay my ass here, too.
Yes. All right. First and foremost, Dad, Joel Klatt's going to join us a little later in the show.
No, first and foremost, he's got to get his ass off the hill because we need you at Roar at the Shore in Long Beach on Legendary Legends.
And I need you bums on the 21st at the symposium. I've invited you, and you haven't responded.
Oh, at your trainees?
April 21st.
Is it at Dustin's restaurant?
That's right.
Oh, I'll be there.
Upstairs.
Okay, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, but we have the Roar at the Shore on Wednesday. Are you going to come to that at Belmont Shore?
Am I invited?
Yeah.
And I'll be there.
Beautiful.
All right, we'll see you there. And, Dad, we're also in Upland on Friday the 13th. Are you going to come out to Upland?
Friday the 13th is a good day to travel. I'll be there.
All right.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Don't stay in one place. You know why?
Why's that?
The flies will eat you.
Now, Dad, before we go any further, you coached Herm Edwards when he
was... Yeah, you know, he was a good kid, and he
like
was a
years old,
really good kid. He was my freshman cornerback, and I was the defensive coordinator for the freshman team, my first year coaching college football for Mike White up at University of California, Berkeley. First year we were married, too. It was a great year. So this kid's really eager. He was half black, half white, I believe. Mother was German, and my wife was maiden name was
my wife.
That's right. So we had a lot of fun, you know, the kidding and the ribbing because I
because you married a German woman, yeah.
Yeah, and I brought him on corner blitzes and things like that. He was a very competitive kid. I gave him a nickname. I called him the Worm. I think somebody else called him Herm or something like that.
That's his name, Herm. Herm.
Yeah, well, I called him the Worm.
Herm.
Herm the Worm.
Well, did John McKay threaten to cut?
After I left Cal, he left school.
Yeah, he went to San Diego State.
But we were tight, and he was really productive, and he was fun to coach. You know, very competitive guy.
Now, did John McKay ever cut anybody when you were at USC? Did he ever threaten to
cut? No, I heard that story. Did Herman say he's going to come in and cut people?
Yes.
That's really a papier-mâché way to go about making your program tough. It's pronouncing you as being tough first. He's making a self-pronouncement, which can only be proven over time, whether he can win in the Pac-12 and how he can win. You know, let me ask you this question. Who's the new guy at UCLA? What's his name?
Chip Kelly.
Yeah, has he come in telling people not to jump over the wall, or does he talk about the wall at all? Does he give a damn about the wall?
No, he didn't. He didn't care about the wall.
His boys are going to hit the ground running. He's got them running, 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 running. And that's all he cares about. He's going to hit the ground running, and everyone else knows it. And they can talk all they want about how tough you have to be. Truth is, you have to tackle the guy that's running down the sideline in blue and gold. And that's what he's going to have those guys doing. So you can measure someone, you know, by what they don't say in this case. Be an Epicurean, you know. Epicurus was a philosopher who really said that wealth can only be measured by what a man can do without. And in this case, coaches should keep their mouths shut.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Good stuff right there.
Now, Dad, before we let you go, it's Easter.
What do you mean before you let? I thought we were going to talk about the Dodgers.
Yeah, right, we got a lot of stuff to
you
get
feel
to.
About the do- what do you, how do you feel about the Dodgers, Dad? You worried about the Dodgers? A lot of people are worried. We got Dodger talk at 7 o'clock with Tim Cates.
They swallowed their own bait this year. You know, the whole thing is their goal is to repeat their World Series presence and become champions. And they forgot that they have to beat the other teams to get there. I mean, why can't we just play the World Series right now? The restaurant business, Petro, it's a cruel mistress because you can set records one year, and the next year you can be out of business. The fact is that the restaurateur has to prove it on every plate. And right now the Dodgers are like an arrogant restaurateur who do not put it on the plate. And
oh, no.
They've got no meat, no potatoes, no vegetables, not even seaweed, man. You know, they are high and dry.
We'll see what happens. Now, Dad, do you want to shame Matt about Orthodox Easter?
What do you want me to tell him?
Why do I have to be shamed?
Well, Matt doesn't. Matt said it doesn't matter. He said Easter's over.
We follow the Passover calendar.
That's right, Matt.
Which is a truer and older calendar.
That's truer.
It's okay. You know, the Catholics split off from our church years ago because they wanted a power base in Rome. And they have one. And, you know, we pray for the Catholics and they pray for us.
And we charge for confession.
Well, and you know what? Everything's chargeable nowadays.
Darn right.
Anyway, but the government's going to give it to you.
Giving it to me right now is what they're doing.
The government's going to give it to you anyway, so don't worry. And I have to mention two things, Petra.
What?
You talked about speaking at Annenberg.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I speak twice a year there, too, due to the great Jeff Ellinger, the great sports historian and journalist.
Yes, you speak there, too.
Yeah. Also, I want to mention the funeral of a great man next week, which I hope I see you at.
Robert Wellborn?
One of your neighbors, Robert.
Yeah, John Wellborn is one of the best football players I played with, certainly in high school.
One of the greatest linemen to ever come out of this area.
Yeah, John Wellborn, and you know John, Matt. His dad passed away.
Dominant, but he has two great brothers, Rob and Rob Sr. and Eddie,
Ed,
I think.
Ed, yeah.
Ed. A wonderful family, great woman, his wife Doris.
Doris.
Just a tremendous family, and we're going to miss that man. He's your neighbor, lives right around the corner.
Very nice man. We'll miss him. There's no doubt, Dad.
God bless him.
All right. Well, thank you, Pop.
Thank you.
All right. I'll see you this weekend. You know, it's Easter, Matt.
Ah, you wore it.
You know, gotcha. I'm not going to the picnic, Matt.
Oh, you're not going to dress like a complete fool and make your mother cry?
That was never me.
What do you mean that was never you?
My mom wouldn't cry when I dressed like a fool. That was my Aunt Ellen when her son Evan dressed like a fool.
I knew someone cried because their son dressed like a fool.
My mom's used to be looking like an idiot.
I'd see on Monday, hey, how was Easter? How was the picnic?
Evan found his wife that day. He found his wife that day dressed like a doily that he was. She saw him from across and she said, who is that man dressed like an old woman? And they got married over
that. Love at first sight.
You're welcome, Evan. But the point is, I'm not going to the Greek Easter picnic this year. You know why, Matt?
Why is that?
Too famous.
No wonder Annenberg's asking you.
No, it's just I don't want to chase my kids around. I want to, you know, I get too drunk.
Rose Bowl, right?
Yeah, it's outside the Rose Bowl. I get too drunk, and then it's like, you know.
Are you sure you don't want to confuse your kids? That's the real reason, because they think Easter was last week. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, it's Easter again. And the kid's like, hey, Dad, Easter was last week.
It's going to be a hell of a conversation with Jesus that you have after you die.
Heretic. Both of yous.
Hey, Cates. We're going to put a hot rod in your hand to see if it burns your hand. And if it burns your hand...
Then what?
You're a witch. We got to kill you. If it doesn't burn your hand...
Then what?
You're a witch. We got to kill you. We're going to throw you in the ocean. And if you float, we're going to push you down so you die because you're a witch. We got to kill you. And if you don't float, well, that's God's will. You are a witch. We had to kill you.